Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I tell you what, I am just so excited because not only did we meet years ago in a co-author book, but this person has become an absolute true friend of mine. Beautiful Valley, welcome, my friend.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here as always and see your face and your energy and feel it. And I just love everything about what's about to happen. And I love you so much. So this is fantastic. So
Yeah,
excited.
likewise, right back at you, my friend. I am just so excited. And as you know, I can get carried away. So I'm going to hand it over to you quickly to introduce yourself, and we're going to dive in to some amazing questions to inspire people.
Sure. Okay. Well, just a little bit about me. My name is Valley Adams, and I live in the US. I live in Tampa, Florida, and I am a nonprofit consultant. I have started my own business with much to the ado of our inspirational Christina-ness, and helping me escape that corporate world and believe in myself enough to become a female entrepreneur. So I have my own business and I work with nonprofits all around the country, and I help them everything nonprofit, from strategic planning to board development to budgets to programmatic things. And then the fun fact about me is I'm also a licensed auctioneer and MC. So I travel the country, the US as well, and I work with nonprofit organizations from the smallest to the largest. And I'm the one on stage with the microphone saying, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the whatever event we're at." And I help them auction off items and raise money for their mission. I am a proud mom of three and a loving wife for 26 years. And I feel very blessed to have all of that to share with you and have amazing friends like yourself, Christine, that help inspire me each and every day. So that is a little bit about
Aww,
me.
you're amazing. So I want to take people back because we actually met in a co-author book. We'd never had known each other before. And through that journey, you've also come into two of my incredible books. Our latest one, which was A Resilient Life, which you are also a number one Amazon bestseller. Like, can we not just throw that in there as well?
Girl power. Yes, absolutely. I think all of my books with you are number one Amazon bestsellers. And so, yes, very excited about that. Excited to be an international Amazon bestseller. I mean, that's very exciting, very proud, and love to share just any words of wisdom with anyone. And my journey could potentially help someone on their journey, right? So that is the power of what we do as authors, right? And really honored to be on your side with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And words really do play such a big part. Like we were just talking about songs before and how, they can uplift us, but we forget the power of our own words, of what that can do to somebody else, but also to ourselves.
That's true. It's true. And I guess I do that a lot, right? When I'm on the stage and I'm sharing the mission of nonprofit organizations with hundreds or thousands of individuals. And I do forget that what I say and my words can make an impact. I think I do it unconsciously, and I do it naturally because, part of my strengths and my makeup and being of who I am is to give back and to help others. And that's why I work in the nonprofit industry. And I do tend to forget, like in writing my own story, that sharing that could actually uplift or inspire others in the same way. And that's really great to think about. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing, like, I mean, the latest book was talking about resilience, and you've got so much in there, which I absolutely love. But also too, you talked about songs and all of that, but you also talked about resilience is not just about surviving, it's thriving. And I think for me, that really got me because so many times I feel like we're just, I call it sleepwalking through life. Like it's just the day-to-day sort of things. Whereas, really resilience and, talking about life is us being better every single day and actually thriving and doing what we love.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly when I put that, and it's one of my quotes that we use for the book, and I want everyone to remember that each of us individually are capable of becoming extraordinarily resilient. And if we think about it, not just surviving, but thriving and taking that to the next level, anything that comes our way, we can conquer it, right? I mean, life has so many challenges, and that's to me what resilience is. It's that quality to empower us to navigate all those tough waters of adversity and come out stronger on the other side. And we all have challenges. We all have setbacks. We all have things that we face in our life, whether it's grief or sorrow or just whatever it might be. And I think that's what I've seen through most of my life, is that when those times come, if we think about not just, you know, getting through it, but how can we get through it and then thrive? How do we get through it and then go to that next level, right? And I think, I guess, like a leap, like a leaping forward. It's not just like just today and like getting through today. And yes, it is. And for all of you who have gotten through today and that's your day, like, yes, you did it. Congratulations. That's amazing. But then go forward, like go to tomorrow and then get through tomorrow, right? And so keep going forward. And if you can kind of put in your mindset how to embrace that, I've got this. I'm going to not just survive. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to leap forward. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep that mindset and thrive in the face of adversity. It's just, you empower yourself and empower others along the way, I believe so.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the good thing, like, you know, for being surrounded by people who are able to be vulnerable, who are able to share and to let them know that, you know, hey, I'm not okay, and it's okay not to be okay. I think that's a really key thing for me, is to find that tribe that's going to uplift you as well.
Your tribe is your vibe, right? I've said that so many times, and I mean, for me, that couldn't ring more true. And I know we're so much alike, but I absolutely think it's okay to not be okay. And I think it's okay to tell others you're not okay. And if you can find that tribe and they can absorb and feel your vibe and they know when you're not okay, like that's the key, right? And you know, but again, like not everyone has a tribe or has their tribe, but I mean, that's part of the journey. And that's part of, again, helping you to move forward, but having that support team, and maybe just, you know, it's not, you know, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be someone that you've confided in. And someone, I don't know if you remember back one of our books, Christine, I talked about the power of our strengths, right? And knowing our strengths and understanding what our strengths are, and then finding like-minded individuals that either like have your strengths, have the strengths that you don't have, to build a team, right? And not just like a work team. It could be just a team of individuals that you all connect with and resonate with. And again, like become resilient with together and share each other's vibes and let, then that's your tribe, right? And sometimes the person that is most impactful for you is someone that is different than you, that doesn't have your same strengths, someone that can look to the things that you might not see or understand and help you see or understand that, because that's their strength, right? And so I'm a big believer. I mean, one of my strengths is being a team builder. I'm a team builder. I'm an includer. I want everyone to be a part of the journey and to help everyone else with their journey. And so, yeah, I think that's so true. It's just knowing and trying to find that tribe and being vulnerable and sharing all of those pieces, because again, we all have this journey. And if we could all share with each other, one of my favorite quotes is a rising tide raises all the ships. And if you think about and picture a harbor, right? And there's these little tiny boats and there's these big yachts and there's these medium boats. When the tide rises, guess what? All of those boats, whether they're small or large, yacht or canoe, they're all rising together. They're all rising at the same level, right? And as individuals, as entrepreneurs, as business women, as authors, as just women, and humans. Like if we just, if we could just all raise each other up, right? And we're the tide and we all raise and rise and thrive and we can all be resilient together. That's a win. And that's what I think is so important.
Oh my goodness. I love that so, so much because I think that's, you know, you can feel so alone, but then when you're with other people and you're helping to uplift others, you do feel that sense of being supported and loved and nurtured all the way and just being allowed to be you.
Yeah. It's key. It's key. It's crucial. And to what you were saying before, finding that group and finding that tribe that can know you inside and out, know when you're not okay, know your strengths, know and work together to be resilient, and then just lifting each other up. I mean, I think that there's so much, and I have two daughters, and I think that there's so much that I try, and I think it's important to share with my daughters the importance of raising women up, like supporting each other. I think growing up and through my life's challenges and adversities, and some of the times I've had to be resilient, is when maybe that wasn't happening, where other women were competing against you or me or whatever. And I think that if we can find a way to understand that life isn't a competition, right? We're all on a journey, and everyone's journey is different. But if we look at it as not a competition, but as a way to all cross that finish line together, race with the tide together, I think that is just a great goal. And it's something that I work on. And I believe in really from the bottom of my heart. It's super important to, especially as a woman, as a businesswoman, as an author, I think it's important to lift and raise other women up. It's just, I think, and for those people that want to do that, then I think we should all be on a tribe together, and let's all vibe together, and let's all find and build this resiliency within ourselves and within this tribe together, because, you know, that is our potential. That is our extraordinary potential that we have. And that's how we can push that resilience to that next level and leap forward. So
I love that so much. I was working with a coach last year, and one thing that he was saying is that, you know, when he was first starting out, like, he can get that, you know, I'm comparing myself to everybody else and look at what they're doing and all of that. So he started changing around to, he would see somebody who maybe got the media feature or maybe got, like, you know, what they desired, and go, oh, congratulations, amazing, good on you. Because if you can congratulate other people, then you can learn to congratulate yourself.
Yeah. No, and again, that's a mindset, right? Like, look, I know one of my strengths is positivity. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they meet me, they can kind of feel the positive. But when they learn about my strengths, or I tell them, oh yeah, my number three strength is positivity, and they're like, does that mean you're positive all the time? Does that mean you're, like, never sad, or nothing ever goes wrong, or you're never disappointed? And I'm like, no, that's not what it means at all. In fact, like, I get all those things. I get down on myself. I get disappointed. I get frustrated. I get burnt out and overwhelmed, just like everyone else. But the difference with me is, like, because of my strength, and it's obviously something that I work on, because again, with resilience is something that can be learned, and it's also something that can be practiced, and it can, and you can grow that skill. It's not like, oh, you either are resilient or you're not. No. Like, you can work on being resilient, and you can work. One of those ways is to work on your mindset, right? And, you know, if we can work on, like, every time we're feeling down, or something has happened in our life, whether it's a tragedy or it's something just isn't going right, or you're having a setback or a failure. Yes. I mean, everyone gets down, and everyone deserves that time to process that and be upset or frustrated or sad or angry or disappointed or whatever it may be. But then how can you change that mindset and flip it around to be like, okay, yes, this happened. Yes, it's bad. And that was terrible, or this is a terrible experience, or I wish that would have never happened. But how can we flip the switch and turn it into a positive. Like, is there something, one thing, even slightly in the least amount positive about what happened? And maybe in the moment you can't think about something positive, but if you give it a day or a week, or you there's something positive that comes out of it, even if it's just that you're thinking about what could be positive with that, like what might that be? And so I think that in those scenarios, if you, like you said, you congratulate someone, maybe someone won an award that you didn't, and, or someone gets something that you don't, or a promotion that you, whatever it is, like, you know, obviously giving grace to yourself and giving grace to the other person and thinking, well, okay, maybe there's a reason that that didn't happen to me, but that happened to that person. Or, you know, just again, always trying to like have that mindset of what is it that I can do to think differently or approach this differently? And you know, there's that saying, like, if you want something to change, you have to change something, right? If something's happening around you and you're frustrated and you feel like you're in a down or you're in a rut and like nothing's going your way, well, if you just sit around and you keep thinking that same thing, then that's the same thing that's going to keep happening. You're going to be sitting there feeling down in a rut, thinking nothing's going to change. Like, so if you want to change, you have to make that change. And sometimes you have to do it yourself. You can also do it with help of other people, like your tribe and your friends and your family and your support, your strength team, whatever it is, to kind of help you pull out of that rut. But it really does need to come from you saying like, okay, I want something different, so I have to make a change. And that's the same, like we talked about this, Christine, like in that corporate world, if you want to escape it, if you want to go out on your own, if you envision yourself as a visionary leader and an entrepreneur in your own business, like if you want that change, you have to make it. You have to make that mindset of, yes, I can. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to change my mindset. And if I sit around and wait for everything to be perfect, guess what? The life isn't perfect. The world isn't perfect. Never ever is anything going to be perfectly aligned where someone's, you know, going to just be like, oh, puff, it's the right time. Like, no, sometimes we have to make things happen. And that can all start with just like a simple, in my opinion, that can start with a simple mindset change and really working on that resiliency and working on the ability to grow within yourselves through that mindset. So
I love that so much. I'm working, like I said, I was working with a new coach this year. She just made one slight word change. So it's like, you know, I want a life, you know, that I love. It's like, I choose a life that I love. And by saying that you choose it, it's amazing how much you change, like, you know, that your desire to, you know, make it happen, because you're choosing that. That's your choice.
Nobody else's.
It's your choice that that's what you'll want, and it's simply okay for that to happen. And I just love that, you know, one little word change, it makes a massive difference.
I love it. I'm writing it down. I think that that is key. I think that's just doing exactly what I'm saying, and I'm going to use it now. I tell your coach I'm using it as well, because that's a mindset. Like, you're telling your mind that you're choosing this. So it's not if or when or I would like or perhaps. It's no, I choose this. Like, it's almost like the manifestation, like, I choose this to happen, you know? So I love that. And I think, you know, again, rewiring our brains and that mindset, you can really reframe any kind of setbacks or any kind of, you know, downplaying like that you're in, or, you know, you could rework it as an opportunity for growth and learning, right? Like, having that way of changing the, just a simple word, like, I choose, and looking at how you're going to choose your life, your path, your decisions. It's on you. It's your choice. It's all about that mindset. And it really can help you overcome obstacles, challenges, adversities, and help you look at them and just approach them in an entirely different light. And I think that's what gives us our strength and our empowerment to do that. So,
yeah, I mean, we've known each other for such a long time, and I want you to sort of take people back when you decided to leave your job. Then all of a sudden COVID hit, and then you're sitting there going, oh my God, what have I just done? But it was that mindset of yours going, okay, so how can I still get myself in front of people and show them what I can do? And it really did come down to mindset, because you could have literally just given up right there and
Yeah.
then.
Yeah, that was a time. And we, like I said, we've known each other, like you said, we've known each other a long time. And we talked about this before I did it. And it was like, okay, I mean, I had my plan, I had my business plan, I had everything lined up. And I left a six-figure corporate job where I was an executive in a nonprofit, international nonprofit organization. And I opened the doors of my brand new business as my, female entrepreneurship began on March 1st, 2020. And on March 13th, 2020, the entire world shut down. And I thought, wow, this isn't good. This is bad. Like, what have I done? And I just remember thinking, literally, oh my goodness, this is a catastrophe. Like, this is bad. And of course, I had those few days of, woe is me, and this is not good. But then I was like, well, I can literally sit on my couch and eat bonbons and watch movies and sweatpants and stay and like locked in with the rest of the world. And I was like, or I can like go for it, and I can, take that resilience and like act upon it. And that's what I did. And I've shared with some people, and in my books and in, public speaking, like every day I got up as if I was going to work. My alarm went off, even though everyone was sleeping, and I got up and I put on my business attire and I put on my makeup and I did my hair and I came into my office. And there weren't any meetings because everyone was shut down. But where everyone was on social media. Everyone was on the internet. Everyone was on social media, and everyone was, freaking out and saying, what do we do? So I started talking to people. I started communicating via web and social media, and I started talking about, okay, well, what are we going to do? And how are we going to, let's talk about this. Let's share. Let's create groups. And one thing led to another, and we realized that everything could be virtual and everything pivoted. I believe that was the word of the year, and we pivoted. And that's what I did. I pivoted, but I never gave up. And I said I wasn't gonna have this dream for 20 years and let a global pandemic crush my dream. Like, there has to be a way around it. And again, one of my personal strengths is an activator, and that means someone that activates, that takes charge. And that's what I did. And I just kept going, and I met a ton of business leads and communicators via social media. And I did not just survive, I thrived. And in fact, a lot of, nonprofits didn't do well in the pandemic, but those that were talking and communicating and asking and sharing in this virtual world are those who succeeded. And fortunately, I was in that mix. I was in those groups and was able to come along with them for the ride and stay afloat. And so it was quite, and still is, something that I'm really proud of. And I could share, it's like, that was a rough time. That was a challenge. That was an adversity. That could have been a failure, but it was the mindset. It was the choice that I made to be resilient and to keep going and not just like give up or even just survive. But I definitely was able to thrive, and the business thrived. And literally 4 years later now, I have two businesses. I have projects underway, and then I'm a partner in an auctioneer firm and doing over 50 events a year as an auctioneer MC all around the United States. And there's never a dull moment. And when I do start to feel overwhelmed and think, oh my gosh, I can't do this, I have too much on my plate, I think back to those days where I had nothing. And I thank my blessings. And I think, no, there's a reason that I'm here, and I've got to keep going and I keep pushing and I build on that resilience each and every day.
I love you so much. Like you warm my heart so much. And I think that if anyone listening can just take that away and just know that what is possible. And I think the key thing is that you bet on yourself. And I think so many people forget that. Bet on yourself. You are the biggest cheerleader in your life.
100%. And it's just, and I know everyone knows this quote, and I feel like we should all put it on our desk, on our shirt, on our whatever. You are enough. You are enough. We are all enough. Like, we are enough to succeed and to find the happiness and the strength and the success of what is for us. Yeah. We are enough. So just say that to yourself over and over. You are enough. And, you know, find others that believe they're enough and that believe you're enough, and build that team, that resilient team, that success and strength team together. And, you know, I think part of my learning and growth over the years too is realizing that I needed to find my own success for me, not just what was expected of me. I think a lot of times growing up, and even depending on our families and our surroundings and our whoever, you know, are our tribe, we have certain expectations that are placed upon us. And I think part of what I've learned into my journey of becoming an almost 50-year-old woman, I'll say it, I'll be 50 this year, right? Oh, I put that, is that, you know, it isn't about what other people want for us. It isn't about what other people expect us to be. It is about what we want and what we find successful for ourselves, for our own selves. What is that for you? And when you know that and you go for it and you're working on achieving it, or if you've achieved it, that is enough. That is what life is about. Find the success and the journey within you to get to the success for you on your own terms, on your own expectations. That is enough. So I believe that with my whole heart.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. And it took me a long, long time for me to realize that. And I think, you know, I needed to go through obviously different moments in my life, like to sort of come to that realization. But I, like I said, I adore you. What is next? I know you've got a really busy schedule this year, but what is next for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, I will continue to do events and continue to support, all the nonprofits that I have the pleasure of working with. And I have some fun projects in the work. I actually have a website that will be hopefully launched by the end of this year. And a lot of time and energy and effort has gone into it with a team, of course. And it's going to be called What's Next for Nonprofits. And it's an assessment tool for nonprofits to take. They'll get on this website and they will basically answer less than 20 questions. And based on those 20 questions, it will give them some suggested next steps for them and their organization, whether it's they need help with budgeting or they need to further develop their website, or maybe they need to take on a fundraising event to raise money, or maybe they need to diversify and grow their board of directors. Whatever it may be, it will be an assessment tool for them. And then the ultimate goal will be to help them by, once they know what's kind of like suggested next steps, if they want to be connected into a network that helps them get to those next step, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build that network of support for nonprofits, so that will help them. And then I have a fundraising and community-based program that is actually with the U.S. Patents Trademark Office right now as we speak. I'm waiting on a copyright and trademark on a program called CAMP, C-A-M-P. It stands for Community Ambassador Mission Program. And it's a fundraising program and community-wide program that I've been building since 2014 to teach nonprofits how to have a program that engages the community, utilizes ambassadors that love their program and mission, and help them raise funds and awareness. So hopefully I get that trademark this year and I can launch that as well as an online platform to train nonprofits for that. So much coming, so much I'm working on things, but you know.
I love it. Well, we are going to drop all the details of how people can reach out to work with you. As I said, you're truly amazing. So blessed to have you in my life. Before we go, I've introduced a new thing, which is 5 rapid fire questions. These are just random questions that I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Ooh, kind of like a game show.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
first one, do you prefer coffee or tea in the morning?
Coffee.
Oh, yes, because then you're my girl. That's why.
Lots of it. Extra strong. Extra shot.
Are you a beach or a country person?
I'm more of a country. I was raised by the beach, so I love my mountains a little bit more than the beach.
Would you prefer to curl up with a book or watch a movie?
A movie just takes me out of my world for some reason, because I'm like that visual, like I'm a visual person really good. And I just love to like kind of disconnect. Not that I have a lot of time for a movie, but when I do, I love movies.
Yeah. And if you're going on a holiday, how would you prefer to travel, by boat or by plane?
Probably a plane, because I want to go a little bit further. Like I really want to go to Australia one of these days, my friend. And I love going to Europe as well. So I would say plane, just because I want to get to like some of these really great, amazing places around the world and travel further.
So cool.
But if I had my own yacht, I mean, I wouldn't turn it down.
I'm with you with that. And if you were to have a dinner party and you could invite anybody from the past or the present, who would it be?
Who from the past, like not even here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or even current, whoever it would be.
It would be my mom. My mom's not with us. And so all of the things in my life, I thank my mom for, and I work very hard. Even though my success is, like I said, and my journey is been my vision of success, but I always strive to make my mom proud. And she was an incredible woman with incredible resiliency and empowerment and strength. And she gave that to me. So I would definitely invite my mom and I'd be like, look it. Well, I'm sure she sees it anyway, but look at all that we've done and all that you've helped me to do. And with the family, I'm a very much a family person and I love my family. Family's first. So I would love to for her to come back to dinner. So
that gives me goosebumps. Absolutely. Because I know what it's like, because that would be my dad. So yes.
Yeah.
My friend, thank you so much for being here. As I said, we are going to pop all the details below of how people can reach out to you. And as I said, you're an amazing person with a beautiful story. And I just so appreciate you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, my honor. Anything you want or need ever, you know, you say the word and I'm here for you. And thank you for having me. And thank you for being here to talk and to share our stories and our journeys together. It's my absolute pleasure and honor.
Well, thank you, beautiful. And thank you for everyone who is watching this episode. Remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.